All right, welcome back to another episode of Girls with Fun.
Hey, hey. How's it going?
Doing swell. We are doing an early warning podcast, which is unusual, but we're here. How are you?
I know. Did you ask me how I am? I feel like this episode's going to be so messy. All right. I just had to like crank up the volume. I'm doing well. I was thinking that Girls with Fun is like seeing the light of day. It's not like the middle of the night. And I was like, but given our content, it might as well be like late night special for today. Thanks to Mr. John Jungkook himself.
Yeah, just to preface, there's no way to have this conversation without being explicit. So just so you know, like, just so you know.
It's so funny because literally 2 weeks ago, we were doing our like uncut episode of like, would you rather? And there was a moment, I forget the exact details. I think I said something to the effect of like, if Jungkook and I are studying together, like we're not actually getting anything done. And I didn't mean anything crazy by it. And you were like, that sounds wild. And I was like, yeah, it kind of does. And then like, I'm like, oh no, like I gotta be less wild. And then Jungkook's like, hold my beer. Like this song cannot be. I mean, it is what it is. It's just like, I remember everyone being like, Seven is going to be about his bros.
I was of that crowd, so. Well, before we get to the actual song, did you make it to the Good Morning America show?
I did not. So basically, actually, I'm glad you raised those because I was thinking to myself, I never actually thought that I would have something good to say about Ticketmaster. I mean, Ticketmaster is brutal and it's definitely messed up, but like, at least you know, like, quickly, like, literally within 2 minutes or so, like, whether you got tickets or not. You know what I mean? Like, for one iota, you like have to register. And if, first of all, they do cap even like registration, but then like everyone goes into a pool. They call it a queue or a wait list, but as far as I can tell, they're not really going in any kind of order. They're just picking from the pool. And there were all these crazy rumors flying around about they only want people that live in certain areas, or they only want people with like lots of photos, which is like really questionable to me, or like people who have attended a lot of their events in the past, blah, blah, blah. Mm. So anyway, all this to say, I waited, constantly refreshing my emails every day for a full week. My friend and I were like, okay, if we don't hear by 9 p.m. on Thursday, we're not going, which is literally as long as we could have cut it to even got there in time, right? And so ultimately we didn't get the tickets, but then we woke up the next day only to hear that it had been, I'm kind of unclear on like how it was canceled, because like there were still very clearly people in front of him, but as best as I can deduce, his sound check became the real recording and the actual performance was canceled due to storms through the area.
Oh.
So like if my friends and I had traveled, and Jungkook said on his V Live too that I think the performance was like his rehearsal was the performance. There was no like actual second run through because of the storms. But I was like, if my friend and I had driven like 6+ hours to only get rained out, really, like, it would have been rough. So I'll just, you know, keep this karma in my back pocket for next time or something.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I didn't know that. Oh, I didn't know it was canceled. I mean, yeah, because just like I saw people in the crowd, so I just assumed that it went on smoothly without any issues. So, ooh, that's sad.
I also want to know, like, how people got those VIP like seated tickets. If you saw his performance on Good Morning America, like where he was like walking down the stairs and then back up the stairs, because like I'm pretty sure what was up for grabs, unless I just like don't fully understand the system, was the like main GA mosh pit style crowd.
Yeah, I have no idea how that works.
So anyway, no, the short answer is no, I did not go to New York to see Jungkook. And I'm like a little sad about it. I am and I'm not. Like, again, how it played out, it was probably for the best. But I am sad because, like, I did see Hobie when he came here, right? Like, I saw Yoongi. I would have loved to have a chance to see JK as well. But it is what it is.
Yeah. Well, if you're listening to this podcast and you went to the recording for Good Morning America, tell us how it went. I'm curious.
Please fill us in on like all the behind the scenes details, and like we'll definitely share them in the next episode, just because I am really curious, like, when you found out the logistics of actually showing up, because I saw people were camping for like 3 or 4 days before. I saw people say that, like, because Wenaiota is typically for like studio audiences, they accept more people than they actually have space for, because their number one goal is to fill the audience. But that's obviously not an issue with JK. So someone was saying, like, even if you had a ticket, if you weren't lined up by a certain time, you had no guarantees, stuff like that. So I'm just curious, like, how it actually played out. So would love to hear from you.
Yeah. So was the Good Morning America performance your first time hearing the song, or did you hear it first in another way?
I have to confess, it was my first time hearing the song. I had every plan to stay up until midnight, and then at like 11:25, my body was like, no, it's time for sleeping. So I woke up, and my friend was texting me like, he's on TV, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, oh my God, it's so early. Like, but, yeah, that was my first time seeing it performed. So how about you?
There's nothing wrong with that. You don't have to confess.
So I'm guessing also for you.
Well, yes, but I just mean, like, it's okay if you watched it first on Good Morning America. Like, it's fine. Like, you don't have to feel bad because you didn't stay up till midnight. Like, it's okay.
I wanted to, but last week was just honestly brutal in my real work life.
I was out almost all day Friday. So I've completely forgot to even record Good Morning America. I'm like, bro, I literally got cable television for things like this. Like, I didn't even have cable a while ago. I just got it back again. I got it for this, like, sole purpose, right? I think my one recording on my set-top box is Jimin on Fallon. Like, I don't even use it. So I'm like, why did I forget to record this? I just was not thinking. We're sitting here talking about Good Morning America, and I'm like, oh, I actually can record that. But anyway, so I did not watch the Good Morning America performance. Well, I wouldn't call it live, but I didn't watch it live. I didn't watch it recorded. I watched it back on YouTube or whatever. So I only saw the 3-minute performance. I don't know if there was anything else other than that.
Yeah, there was. I mean, the performance was the main bit. First of all, it was one of those situations where they're like, so I don't have cable, so it's funny you mentioned that, but ABC is like one of the channels that literally comes in over the air. So I have this antenna, like it's 1980, and I'm like trying to figure out how to work my TV because I only have like Roku, you know, like streaming usually. And I'm like, oh my gosh, like using a TV as a TV and not just as like a screen for online streaming, like how do I do this? But they were hyping it up the entire time, and I swear, like, it's like the only song the general public knows of BTS is Dynamite, because that was the clip they were using to like lead him in and out, and they're like, up next JK, for like 7 times in a row, right? And then he did do like, okay, I'm gonna be really honest here, everyone, he did do like a brief interview with one of the anchors, and it was kind of awkward. Like, he just seemed really nervous, and he did say later on his V Live on his Weverse Live that he wasn't feeling super well, or like, I don't know, but he just seemed really nervous. He like wasn't looking at the camera. And I will say the interviewer, like, she started to translate, like she kind of like interrupted the like official translator. So cool that she knows Korean, but I don't know like how comfortable he was with that, or maybe he was just uncomfortable for other reasons, but the interview was kind of awkward. And she's like, I know Jimin's in town too, is that right? And he was like, yes, you know, like, cause I was like, I don't know, like, obviously like OT7 till I die, blah, blah, blah. But like, it's his time to shine. Like, I don't think Jimin's been confirmed to be there for like anything official, right? So I thought it was like a weird question for her to ask him.
Yeah,
maybe I'm being like too like 93 Suga right now, but I was like, what is this question? So it was a little awkward. So anyway, I would say the performances were the main thing.
Interesting. Yeah, I did not. This first time I heard it was listening to it on Spotify. Like, I heard it before I actually watched the music video. So yeah, of course I was in my car because that's my music studio. And I was a little gagged. Not a little, a lot, actually. I was like, oh, what's this explicit version? Like, I'm going to play this one first. And I was like, oh, man. Oh, wow.
Were there other people in your music studio with you when you chose
No, it was just me.
Okay.
No, it was just me.
I know you had some visitors, so I wasn't sure. Because that would have been hilarious. Oh, go ahead.
Just to, like, this is not part of the conversation, but I did wind up showing my sisters who were in town visiting me. I was actually showing them music videos, and I have confirmed that one of my sisters is RM biased and the other one is V biased, and it was just really funny. Because it was a lot of, like, my man, when, like, V would come up, and I'm like, listen, get in line.
Get in line. All the way at the back of the line.
Exactly.
She doesn't even go here, like, Mean Girls.
You don't even know the half of it. But anyway, I was playing music videos one time just while I was doing something, and Set Me Free came on. And so I was kind of, like, low-key, like, subliminally messaging my sister or whatever. And so she's sitting there watching it. And of course that, like, if all your ops part comes on, and she was like gagged. It was just the funniest thing. It was like the most genuine reaction, right? It wasn't like a manufactured, like, YouTube reaction, but like the gag. Like, when she was gagged when that part came on, she was like, oh my God. It was the funniest
thing. Amazing. You should have recorded that, because I feel like, I mean, people eat those up, like, non-ARMY watches BTS for the first time. Like, feel like those always have mad views, and a lot of times it does feel really fake, but, like, the most heartwarming ones are the genuine ones.
Yeah, exactly. The only song they knew was Boy With Love, and so I can imagine, like, watching Set Me Free, you're like, huh?
Is this the same guy? Yeah.
Exactly. But anyway, yeah. I was alone listening to JK's track, and it was a... was an experience.
So the friend that I was going to go to New York with, like, we'd been texting each other. She was the one, like, wake up right now, you know. And I'm like, oh God, like, not a morning person, you know, trying to, like, you know, open my eyes fully to watch JK on TV. And she was texting me the whole time, so obviously the first one I saw was the clean version on TV. So later I'm, like, logging into Spotify, and I'm like, oh, what's the explicit version? And I was like, what? And my friend was like, it's the only difference that Lotto says, like, the F-bomb. And I'm like, no, that's not the only difference. Nope. No, absolutely not.
A little more than that.
So, yeah. It's so funny. I, like, can't reconcile these two people, because you have JK being like, I want to F you every hour, every minute, every second of every day, which, like, some part of my brain's like, so, like, the logistics of this. But then I'm like, don't think too hard about it. Like, JK wants to F you. Like, it's not that deep, you know? Like, but then I totally blank on what I was saying. It was something to do with the explicit versus non-explicit. Oh, yeah. I can't reconcile the guy that's, like, kind of, like, nervous on a TV interview and the guy that's saying, like, let's get it on 24/7. Like, the duality of man or something. Yeah.
Yeah. I was curious if he had any part in, like, writing or producing in this track, and I don't believe he did. It was produced and written by Andrew Watt and Circuit. I watched his interview on Spotify was like that ball interview. I don't know if you remember them like sending out like, hey, you can ask JK questions, like send them here or whatever. And they have posted the video. And you can watch the full video on like K-pop on's video podcast. This is not an ad. But I only saw like the 6-minute one on YouTube. So I didn't watch the full thing. But I did see him answer a question about whether or not he thinks about the melody or the lyrics first when he's writing. And he said typically the melody. But basically he said that he didn't have, I don't think he had any involvement in this other than like he heard the song and was like, yes, let's do it.
The other thing that was cracking me up on like day of release, I think it was Tae and Namjoon that were like hyping. Oh, and Hobi too, which like our man's literally at war and like found a way. Right. But, anyway, they were all posting the explicit version, and I was like, look, I'm already weakened, like, by seeing JK perform this song on TV, watching the video, like, what's going on over at HYBE headquarters? Everyone's sharing the explicit version, but I can't think too hard about that.
Yeah. I mean, like you said, basically, JK is a horny Avenger on this song, like... The entire song is about having sex. Literally, every second, every hour.
Right. That was a direct quote, in fact.
Which is nuts. Because it's like, fam, all right.
Like, some of us have to go to work or like... Yeah.
Oh, God. Yeah, I was not expecting that. I think... I do really like the song. It is a fun song. It's definitely summery, like they said. Good vibes. I guess I'm still just like, okay, BTS have made explicit songs before, right? It's not the first time we've heard them talk about sex or whatever, right? So it's not weird.
Yeah.
But it's just like you were saying, like like Boba Ball JK, and he's like, I don't know. I'm trying to like put two and two together. I know that they are not like new to this, so this is not a surprise to me that they're singing about this type of content, but it's just like, oh, okay. So I'm trying to get used to it.
Right. JK is taking absolutely every opportunity that he can to remind people that he has grown.
Yeah.
And I'm like, all right, I know.
Exactly. Chapter 2 is nuts.
I know. Yeah, we were talking about that recently, but like every day I'm like, yeah, chapter 2.
This just makes me wonder what the album's gonna sound like, right?
Yeah, curious. So like what's your stance on that? Like I'm curious, like was it confirmed in one of the interviews? Like does he have a full album coming? Like he said there's more coming. But like I saw that like I think it was Geffen set up like official Big Hit shop where you could buy like a CD of the single, which I did do. But I was like, if they're making CDs for the single, is there like a full album coming? But I guess they always want money. So there's no necessary, like there's not necessarily a correlation there.
Yeah. I mean, I have no other insight. I'm just assuming that an album is coming because they said that there was more coming. I'm assuming he's just going kind of like the traditional route of, artists typically drop like a single and then the album follows up at some point. It's not like, you know, the K-pop method where that just kind of like all comes out together at the same time, pretty much. So I'm assuming that's what's going on here. I don't know. And again, I still think it has to do with them like probably doing something in August for Yoongi's concert. I'm assuming we'll get a small EP kind of like Jimin's at some point in August. That's what I'm assuming. August or September or something like that. We'll get a full album. Maybe not. But I don't know. Going off that assumption. But I'm just wondering. I'm curious what the sound is going to sound like. Because in his interview on Spotify, he made mention of how like he wants to rap at some point. And... It kind of sounded like he would be willing to like dabble in like any genre, right? As long as the song sounds good. And so I'm just curious if it's going to be like a more poppy, summery vibe like this, or, you know, if the sound's going to switch up at any point. So I guess we can only see.
Yeah, I guess, yeah. I never know what HYBE or any member of BTS has up their sleeve at any given time, right? So I don't know why I was assuming it was just this, but I guess we'll see.
Yeah.
Should we talk about the music video a little bit?
Sure.
What was like your first thought watching or your key takeaways? I know it's fresh in your mind.
Well, from the teasers, I was curious, like, what is this gonna be about? I was not expecting that. It was freaking hilarious. Like, I don't know if I should have been laughing, but it was funny. So he's with Han So-hee. We saw that from the teasers. And I'm assuming she is playing the part of his girlfriend. And yeah, he's basically just like, it seems like they're arguing, right? I don't know what they're arguing about, but it seems like she's trying to be serious and he's like, but sex. The entire music video, like, it's going through the 7 days of the week. Seems like the world is ending and it's all he can think about. And she's like, fam, come on. And so, yeah, the whole music video was just his pursuit of, I don't know, being with her. I thought the music video was pretty cool. I think she played that role well, because I definitely would be fed up if a man was bothering me like that,
Okay, I'm
trying to get in my
so
pants,
glad to
so.
hear you say that. Yeah. I was like, okay, it's fine because it's JK, like feminism take a back seat for a second. But if I'm like at the laundromat trying to do things and a man is like heckling me or like trying to get with me like or like I'm on the train and he's there like Spider-Man JK, but I just yeah. I was like, I know this is supposed to be cute, but this like pestering situation is a lot. It's cute because he's JK, and I'm not gonna think that much harder about it because otherwise I'm gonna be like, she's so over you. Like, please leave her
It's a
alone.
very common like music video plot trope. I don't know what you call it, like the guy trying to get to the girl type thing. But it's just funny because of what the song is about. And the world is like literally ending around them. I think he almost like drowns at one point and he's like on the street and they're trying to resuscitate him and he's like, "No, nah, I got to get to that girl."
Yeah, he was like on his way to an ambulance and then he sees her and he's fine. Like, again, I feel like the vibe, like, if I think less seriously about him pestering and more like, I want to be with you through like every apocalyptic scenario, I'm like, that's mad romantic. And then he's like, so DTF? Like, again, I can't reconcile this like kind of romantic imagery. Or like this, like I don't know, like I say this with so much love. Like JK's a little bit of a troll. Like the casket scene, like she's all sad and he's like, surprise.
That when I say I holler, that was the funniest thing.
Like, there were so many memes about this, like specifically the casket scene. And like
She's like,
what's
bro, I
Lotto
cannot get
doing
away
at
from
his
you.
funeral? Like so many questions, but
Oh God. Yeah, pretty funny. Pretty funny. I was also really curious what Lotto's contribution to the song was going to be. I think she did well. Like, it was not like a, oh, I'll just, you know, give you a few bars. Like, it don't make any sense or whatever. Yeah, I thought her verse was pretty good. But I think they like pair well together. I was curious how that went about as well. And in the Spotify interview, he said that they were brainstorming artists to be on the track, and they mentioned a few names, and he thought that Lotto would fit best on the track. So I guess he listens to Lotto. And so that's how the collab came together. And it was cool that she actually like was like they were there together. Like, it wasn't just like, oh, I recorded this in like two separate places and we're like splicing this to look like we're there together. Like, they clearly met up and did the track. Not did the track together, but did the music video together. So
I need to rewatch it because I wasn't sure at that part. So it's cool to know that they definitely were. I mean, I saw the picture of them after and I was like, yeah. Oh, but anyway, yeah.
There was like, I was really excited for this collaboration because I do enjoy Lotto's music and I've been following her career for a long time. Not like, I shouldn't say I'm not like invested, like I'm a stan or whatever, but just like listening to her music. And so I was like, oh, that's kind of cool. And then like not 3 hours later, someone like leaks, I shouldn't say someone, cause there's like a whole explanation behind this. So if you're not chronically online, you wouldn't know, but there was like beef between Lotto and Nicki Minaj, right? So of course that means that there's beef between Lotto's fans, who I don't know their names, and the freaking Barbs. And so here comes a Barb like finding past tweets from Lotto where she was saying weird things, at least two tweets about Asian people in general. And I think their intent was trying to sabotage Lotto and like bringing JK into it. And so it was just like really messy and Barb's getting on my nerves.
Should you say that?
I don't care. Yeah. Like, yeah, I don't care. Yeah, it was just messy. It was just messy and it was annoying. Like, why are we dragging JK into this? Like, I don't know if he knows that this thing happened. I don't know if, like, the tweets from a while ago. I would hope that Lotto has, like, grown and, like, moved on from that, considering that she wanted to do the song with him. But it was just all around weird. And obviously the tweets got deleted after they were getting circulated, so I hope she's learned her lesson, because those tweets were gross. But like, yeah, JK had nothing to do with it, and it was just like, it was just messy. He was like, can we enjoy a freaking comeback? Why is it every time they collaborate with somebody it has to be like some weird stuff that has to come out? Like, I just want peace in this fandom for one day.
I guess keep dreaming. Yeah.
So annoying.
It was hard to know, like, because of the like existing, like, the tweets are the tweets for sure,
right,
but it's hard to know, like, it was just like so crazy for a second on Twitter, and I'm not even on Twitter the way I used to be, but like our friend sent us the link of like Lotto's tweets. It was like a TikTok, but then I went on and people are saying like the Barb's fan account that had shared Lotto's tweets had like similar tweets, and they were like, so it's not even that you care, it's that you're like trying to like cancel for the sake of canceling. But then someone else was like, it was just like so messy that I was like, I don't even know like what's true right now, which is generally a problem of the time that we live in, right? Like, that is the social media problem. Like, what is true? And like, I don't know. I was just like, what is this? What's happening?
And the tweets just made like no sense for the most part, honestly. They made no freaking sense. Like, what the, I don't know what the heck she was even trying to say. But it was not okay. No, the tweets were okay.
They were, when definitely, she deleted the tweets, then people were like, didn't Lotto say she would never delete tweets and like stand behind what you say? And I was like, I cannot be on the internet right now. Like, I need to leave.
Yeah, that was weird. So yeah, there's that. Really unfortunate. But anyway, back to JK.
There was, I think it was in the teaser, so this would have come out like before our last episode, but I don't think we talked about it. Did we talk about the like behind the scenes teaser or whatever?
I think we did a little bit.
Anyway, it's like JK in the studio and then the producer, and the producer like jump scared me. Did we talk about that?
Yes.
Okay, then I won't repeat that. I just keep thinking of that, like when he was like, yeah, it's gonna be like the song of the summer or like whatever that guy said. Like, I think it definitely could be, and I've seen that it's like breaking tons of records and downloads and all of that, so kudos to JK. I'll be interested to see. It was like the fourth fastest debut on Spotify. It was ranked below like a couple, whatever, I won't call out any fandoms, a couple others, but it was like the fastest like K-pop track to do so. So that's pretty cool.
Okay. Yeah, I did see it was had a lot of success, so I'm curious what the numbers will be. I guess we'll know, what, Monday or Tuesday tomorrow? Or something like that?
Yeah, Monday or Tuesday. Yep.
But yeah. Did you, what did you think of the funeral scene and all those people in there? Did you, like, the way I was reading and I was like, are those all like past lovers of his? Like, but it was just like a random set of people, right? I was like, something that he does? Like, he's kind of like a player or something like that. And so that's all these people like crying over him. And that's why Hanzo, he was kind of just like fed up, like whatever, like you don't really mean this, or it's just like, I'm just another one of your like toys, basically. I was curious what you thought of that scene.
I didn't even have any thoughts about the crowd. I'll have to go back and watch it. I did see people tweeting about, I guess, when he gets off the like stretcher for the ambulance and buys her flowers from a street stand, he hands the street stand person like a fat wad of bills, and everyone was zooming in like, look at how much he paid for those flowers. And like, it was just funny that he probably gave the guy like minimum a grand, like, for some flowers for Han So-hee. So I mean,
yeah,
she's really out here living her YN life, so.
Well, she gives in to his antics at the end anyway, like, might as well. This guy's never gonna go away.
But like, is that the reason? It shouldn't be the reason.
It shouldn't be. It shouldn't be.
Yeah, this is, I mean, I guess they need her to play hard to get, though. Otherwise, you're only getting to Monday. And then...
Exactly.
It's Monday, and I've said yes to JK.
Yeah. Might as well.
I was wondering about the train imagery. Did you have a thought about that? I'm like, what is it with BTS and the trains? Like... Every music video got to have at least one train.
No, I didn't have any thoughts other than, my God, leave her alone. It's a good track. I enjoy it. I'll definitely be bumping it.
It's a good way to learn the days of the week in English. Or I was going to say for children, but this track is definitely not for children.
Yeah, I also wasn't sure, you know, if it was going to be a full English or, you know, a Korean track or a mix of both. But he gave us the full English track, so that's also interesting.
Did you... So you said you did watch the Good Morning America performance... performances. He also performed Euphoria.
I only saw 7.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so the Euphoria one is out there somewhere. You should definitely listen to it. His voice is like phenomenal live, to the point that I like doubt myself, except that I know it's JK, right? So I'm like, how is his voice so good? But I will say this about Good Morning America. I don't remember if this was an issue with the last concert they were on. Like, I don't know if it was the, like, impending thunderstorm. I don't know if it's because they had to, like, bump up the soundtrack to be the real thing. Like, the audio quality itself, like, his voice was great, but the audio quality himself was not that good. Mm-hmm. And like, there were times when like the backing track was super loud, like especially I think during 7. And I think like I didn't know at the time, and I think he did a great job, especially if he did not have the chance to practice it like one single time. But I just felt like something was like kind of off. Again, his voice sounding great, but I don't know if you had any of these thoughts. Again, am I saying all the things that we need to cut? I don't know.
Not really, but in learning that it was the rehearsal, it kind of makes a little bit more sense.
I just, like, wanted to hear JK, like, super crisply. Like, I'm watching this for JK, right? Like, please, Good Morning America.
Yeah.
Get it together. It's
kind of unfortunate that you have to showcase the rehearsal because the show got cut, so you don't get to, like, fully show your performance as you want it. So I'm sure that's annoying.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I wonder what other kind of promotion we'll get after this.
I saw that they also posted a performance video. I haven't watched it yet, but I was wondering if they had that already prepared or if they recorded it like after that.
No, it looks like it was already prepared before. It's in the same outfits as the one from Good Morning America. And it was the explicit version. and yeah, so you get to see the choreo better. It's a good balance. It's not as horny as a song. There's a bit like there's a bit of, you know, hip thrust or whatever. But yeah, I thought the choreo was pretty cool, and there's clearly like a TikTok moment there. I think they're even promoting like that every second, every hour part or whatever is supposed to be like a TikTok bit.
I love suffering.
I'm sure we'll see that on our feeds at some point, if not already. But yeah, it's pretty cool. I mean, I'm enjoying this comeback so far. I'm looking forward to whatever else he has planned for. I mean, it's just a single, right? So I don't know, like, is there more after this? Like, what else is coming?
I can only imagine, like, how our JK biased friends and listeners are feeling, because I feel so extremely delusional that, like, I have to limit how much I listen to this song, like, for my own sanity, right? Like, I don't know. In all of Chapter 2, I've been trying really hard to be, like, less delusional or, like, I don't know. They're not making it easy for me, and I'm definitely failing repeatedly, but this song in particular, yeah.
Yeah.
I get real delusional real fast. So yeah. My thoughts and prayers with all of our JK bias friends.
After it went off, I was like, say less. I'll be there in like 16 hours. Just give me some time. But yeah. This... I'm just a fly away. Right. See, yeah. Right?
Not the feral grouse flipping out. Yeah. Speaking of delusional, did you see that video of the person, like, literally, like, running to, I presumably, like, tackle JK in the airport? Did Whoa. You see that?
No.
Really? Oh, my God. Well, the security guards handled it. I know, like, Hybe Security has been under flack for some other groups and other promotions. I don't know if you saw that within the last week. Pretty bad. but JK's bodyguard, the bodyguards like handled it and stopped her. But she has like a whole Twitter that people found, like thousands of tweets about, like, I think she calls her and JK like twin rays or something. And she thinks they're like soulmates, and people were like please, like, get the help you need. It's another one of those, like, that one we talked about before, that like genuinely thought she was dating Tay, like, and she was retweeting the like images of her getting stopped by security, because like in her head it's like her moment with JK, like, no shame, no, like, this is the repercussions of that moment, like, It was like truly, like we say, like, oh, that's like crazy. Like, truly, this is unhinged. Mm. Like, and like, no remorse. And wow. He like didn't even really notice. And like, then I saw, wait, I don't even know this? If I should. This was in Seoul. It was like when he was leaving. Yeah. I looked at this person's like Twitter page and they tweet in both Korean and Japanese. So I don't know where they're from, but this happened at Incheon Airport. but then I saw this footage and I don't know if I should even necessarily share because it was like from people at the airport in New York and like the crowds were so bad and people were screaming and he's like having to like shoulder his way through. Like there were a ton of guards with him, but it was like so tight. And I was like, A, why am I seeing this? But like B, it just looks so, it looks so bad. It looks so bad. I just like feel for them. Like, yeah, they're rich. Yeah, they're living it up. Yeah, they're famous. Like there's definitely a lot of good. Excuse me. There's definitely a lot of good, but like, I was anxious both like coming and going from the airport or like, I guess, leaving Korea and arriving in New York. Like leaving Korea, someone tries to tackle him. He arrives in New York and it's just like a crush of people. And I'm like, this has to be so annoying.
I'm sure. And it's scary.
It's not even like, you see these interactions or it'll be like, well, Namjoon bought this cup of coffee and like I wrote him a note. Like this is literally like physical danger. I'm like, no wonder he's studying boxing. Like I would too. I would have like a fifth degree black belt. Like do not come near me.
What happened to that whole like purple campaign thing in the airport and like,
yeah, I don't know. I had heard that, like, it had been co-opted somehow and was, like, I don't know. It had, like, a messy dissolution.
Yeah, but, like, I feel like its original purpose was suited for these situations. Like, we could bring it back for what it was meant for. Like, I thought it was supposed to be to, like, I don't know, protect them and things like that. Because this is getting weird.
It's just really unfortunate. And I feel like, and we can cut this if it's edgy. Maybe I'm edgy today. Too much caffeine. But, like, I'm like, people are especially feral for JK.
Yeah, no, they are. Yeah, you're right. You're right. I'm wondering, like, is this solo journey of his going to make it even worse? One of the pictures that came out,
yeah.
I think I saw that pic. Okay, you know what pic I'm talking about.
Yes, I know which pic.
I thought it was AI generated. I was like, who made this?
Yes! Yes, I thought it was like one of those fan edits. And then like I saw it in official like news media publication. And then the byline said, from Spotify. And I was like, what?
I'm like, bro. Put some clothes on. I can't do this.
It's where I'm like doing the JK thing where he's like poking his eyes. You know what I mean? Like bent over. Like again, like I'm trying so hard to not be the most massive Bangtan simp on the planet. Then I'm like, but you're doing this. Yeah, look. No. I'm trying not to have wild thoughts. I'm trying to support. Be cool. Leave me alone. Leave me alone.
Anyway.
Yeah.
I don't know what's next, but I'm looking forward to it. August will be here in no time.
I know. Yugi's concert's like 2 weeks away.
Yeah. And, I mean, if Jimin is here, I don't know if we'll get anything out of that.
I'm curious, because, like, I was just assuming that he came to support. Because, you know, he came to support Yoongi and he came to support Hobie. But yeah, who knows? Who knows what he's actually here for?
Right.
Are we even supposed to know that he's here? See prior comments about awkward interview. So.
Yeah.
Namjoon went live this morning and I saw so many memes about us all being like at the edge of the cliff. I think you talked about it in our last episode when he like shaved his head. Mm-hmm. And then Eon went on Threads, aka the new Elon free Twitter, and was like, no, he cut his hair. It's not related to the military. He said it like really explicitly because they had posted a picture together. And then Namjoon went live today. I didn't see the full thing, but I was reading through the translations. And he was again like, no, I just cut my hair because it's hot. And there were all these people tweeting like, he is literally talking us down. And like, I have to laugh, but I'm like, at the same time, like, it is coming at some point. Like, at some point, he's not gonna
exactly
be able to talk us down. So like, I'm both comforted and like, even more terrified for when this really happens.
Right. At this point, honestly, go ahead. I've been wanting Buzzcut June for forever, so I will win at some point. Whether y'all like it or not.
You'll be, like, smiling through your tears, for real.
Exactly.
Although, does this not count? Is this not good enough?
No.
You need the full situation.
Yes. The sad part about it is, I won't see, like, the full aesthetic because it's going to be him in uniform. Not him in, like, beanies and, like, you know, big jackets and comfy sweatshirts or whatever. And, like, Air Forces. It won't be that.
I won't get She's only thought about this a little bit, everyone. Just once or twice.
Yeah. Not too much. Yeah, I won't get the full aesthetic. So... did I win? I don't know. I will win when he's beefy from military training and has a low haircut. That's when I'll truly be victorious.
I can't remember if we talked about this or not. I don't think we did, though you can stop me if we did. But Hobie and Jin, I guess it's been 1 year since Jack in the Box came out. And Hobie went on to Weverse and, like, left a couple comments. And then Jin replied to him underneath, like, you also need to become Special Forces. Like, don't let the name of Bangtan down. Ha ha ha. But, like, yeah, apparently Jin got some kind of award for being in, like, the elite forces. And I saw, like, all this different criteria that you need to have. Like, you have to be good at shooting. You have to have, like, physical endurance, like, all this stuff. And I was like, what's, like, what is my damage? why is this, like, attractive? Like, that Jin got some, like, special designation. Like, I'm so proud of him. Like, what is this?
Yeah. Kudos to him. I'm sure Hobie's right behind him anyway.
I feel like Hobie's kind of competitive, so Jin better watch out.
Yeah. Like, imagine JK. It's going to be even worse.
JK is going to be a Marine by, like, day 3.
Exactly.
We'll get videos of him, like, jumping out of helicopters and stuff.
But yeah, I think literally just a few seconds ago, they have some Jack in the Box special edition that just dropped. I just saw some notification come through. I don't know what it is, and I won't talk about it because I don't have all the details, but we're getting something.
Oh, the physical album! Because before we got the Weverse albums in the little sleeve, we're getting like a full album. 3 live tracks performed at Lollapalooza and 2 instrumental tracks. New photos and items have been included.
Well, that's fun.
Well, congrats to JK. It's a great song. I will be microdosing this song to maintain my sanity, but I do enjoy it. And yeah, I am excited for whatever's coming next.
I'm sorry, I'm reading this. I'm like, are the pre-orders literally starting tonight?
They give us so much time. Army, you have to be ready at any moment. Anything could happen. Oh, they changed their logo and stuff, too. They're back in Hobie Land.
What the freak?
Hobie Landia.
Anyway, yeah. Yeah, congrats to JK.
What is this? Did he have a white hat, too? I remember the Joker hat. Yeah, I'm looking at Twitter. I'm like, what's this cat ear situation? But did he have that?
I'm not tracking the little cat ear. No. Speaking of cat ears, he's also going to be on Stitch with Tom. Yeah.
God. Okay, I'm done.
He's also going to be on Stitch with Tom, so looking forward to that.
Well, that's why I was immediately suspicious. I was like, collab? Like, what is this?
Okay, like, I want them just to promote the Jack in the Box, but also, like, dang, JK just came out. Like, hold on.
Well, okay. I was not going to go here just yet because I haven't seen the numbers, but I was looking at the book charts, okay, which, first of all, we both still have to read this, so who knows when that episode is coming out. But I was looking at, like, I think Publishers Weekly runs, like, Saturday to Sunday, and New York Times is, like, Sunday to Saturday. And I was looking first thing this morning, so I don't even know if they'd been updated yet, but I hadn't seen any more about, like, the book and how the book is doing sales-wise. And, like, the only thing I could find was this one article from Singapore. And Singapore's, I mean, it has a big population, but it is, like, a city-state, right? So it's, like, a fairly small country, let's say. Very small country. But they were saying, at least in this article, that only 200 copies had sold in the first week. And that was still, like, good numbers, but it maybe wasn't as high as they were expecting. Like, they interviewed one store in Singapore that had ordered, like, 120 copies that they were expecting to sell out, and, like, of that, they sold 40. And so I'm just curious, like, I mean, it is a 500-page nonfiction book. Like, this isn't something, like, light and easy to pick up. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I'm just curious. I mean, that's just one very, very, very small market, but I'm curious, like, how it's doing overall. And I was thinking of myself, and I was like, I mean, they released the book last Sunday, literally a week ago, and, like, on Friday we had JK's promotion. So I do think that, like, all these back-to-back promotions, like, could be, like, interfering with each other. Because, again, I saw that, like, in some different article, like, Face came out on April 3rd, and then Yoongi announced D-Day on, like, April 21 or something. So that's literally not even 3 weeks apart. So, like, JK's just promoting 7, and now we have, like, Hobie's album pre-order. Like, what's the strategy here, I guess, is my larger point.
There must be a lot of content that they are planning on releasing between now and the end of the year, because, like, what's the rush?
but, like, what do they have planned for next year? Like, they must be sitting on a mountain of content if they're just, like, blowing through it at this pace. Because you could release, like, one thing a month, and I'd probably be fine.
I'm like, is there anything coming next year, or is it going to be just, like, radio silence?
Maybe, but, I mean, it might all be, like, pre-recorded stuff, but I have a hard time believing that HYBE doesn't want to make any money off of ARMY in the year of our Lord 2024. Like, that just seems like bad business, but what do I know?
Yeah. I'm just trying to figure out, if you're going at this pace, how do you have enough content in 2024 in, like, some of 2025 to, like, keep this up? But I said that, and HYBE will be like, watch this, and so.
Yeah. I'm also curious, like, and we touched on this last week, but, like, except for the 10th Army anniversary, which, like, great, this is a very nice gift, like, what was the rush on the book? Because I told you all about the translator interview, which, by the way, has been posted if people want to watch it. I thought you couldn't after, so clearly, like, clown mode on my part. Mm-hmm. But it's posted on Indigo's Instagram page if anyone wants to watch the full interview. But, like, what was the purpose of, like, rushing to get it out within a month if they have all this other stuff? And, like, I found a few typos, and I know other Army have, having looked on Twitter. So, anyway. I mean, it will always happen in a book of that size, but I'm like... We can cut that if that's too edgy. There are a lot of typos.
Well...
Yeah. Like I said, Hive is a mystery to me.
Yeah. We're in weird times. They're fun occasionally, but it's... we're in weird times. Let's wrap it up.
Sounds good.
All right. That'll do it for today's episode of Girls with Fun. We will see you next time.
Bye.